Hello, everybody. You're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM. I'm your host, Alexandra Fernandez. Today, I am joined with a Bay Ridge Secondary School student. I am joined by Elijah. Elijah is presenting a project at Science Rendezvous Kingston happening later in May. And I'm very excited to chat with Elijah about what he will be presenting. And yeah, welcome to CFRC. How's it going?
Hey, it's going good. It's almost the end of the school week, so I'm very happy to sleep in during the weekend.
Definitely. So can you tell us about how you sort of got into, you know, the coding side of science and stuff when you were younger? I think you started when you were kind of in middle school, grade 7 and 8. Can you tell us a little bit about how you started and kind of what you're built up to now?
Yeah, so I think when I really started getting kind of being able to use computers a lot more than when I was just a little kid and I was on the iPad all the time, and then I realized it's like, hey, I actually like computers, I'm gonna do stuff with computers, is around like 2015 when I started doing Minecraft stuff. I was getting into, there's a system in Minecraft called commands, which is basically a form of scripting, so programming in a way. But that was sort of how I got into the programming sort of computer science stuff that I'm doing today. It's kind of just like skills built on top of skills with like content creation. And yeah, I mean, I just kept taking it further and further, expanding. And I'm 100% sure it's what I want to do in the future.
That's amazing. And that's really awesome that you also know at quite a young age. I feel like a lot of people don't know. You kind of have it figured out, and you have something that you're super passionate about. And so you're saying that you started with Minecraft and stuff, and then you got into this other game called Beat Saber. And so can you tell us about Beat Saber, what the game is, and then can you tell us about your contribution to this gaming world and what exactly it is you will be showcasing at Science Rendezvous Kingston this year?
Yeah, so Beat Saber is a virtual reality rhythm game. So virtual reality, for people who don't know, is like a display you put on your head, and it will represent a physical space based on where you're positioned in the real world. So it's basically like, yeah, virtual reality. So Beat Saber is, you have two lightsabers, and there's two different types of blocks coming at you with different colors, and you swing at them physically. And you do that to the beat of music, and it's really exhilarating, and it's really fun, and it's such a great concept. And what I discovered was seeing other people making artistic sort of things based around this. There's so much potential for art stuff, because you're just like, you're so immersed in the movement and the music, and with amazing visuals, it was just like people were making some pretty cool stuff. So what I did was I took advantage of some technology that I thought was kind of being, it was kind of new, and I felt like people weren't being very ambitious with it. Like, they were kind of poking around with it, but they didn't see all the full potential of it. And I came up with a crazy idea to kind of use this to its full potential. And that all came together in a level I made and released in late 2021 that absolutely blew up and amazed everybody. And it's now the highest rated Beat Saber map of all time through the whole internet. And if you look it up on YouTube, there's like thousands and thousands of videos. You can just keep scrolling forever. There's like 40,000, 50,000, maybe 60,000 plays on the actual map. It's like, it's crazy.
Yeah. How does it, you know, feel knowing that your map on Beat Saber is the number one map played of all time and was also categorized as map of the year for 2021?
It's absolutely nuts. Like, when I was having people playtest it, they're like, okay, yeah, this is ridiculous. Have fun being everywhere. I had potential. I'm like, this is pretty cool. But whether that's actually going to be recognized and picked up this much was a different story. So seeing it get recognition and be absolutely everywhere is the craziest thing, because I remember when looking at other things that were popular at the time, I was like, I want to be like that. Like, I want to build up to that point. And now I'm like, I did it. I actually made it. I went through the hierarchy of just like making myself known as a visual artist in Beat Saber with my own unique style that's like immediately recognizable. And yeah, it's crazy, because there's been people at school that I've met, because I went back to physical school. I was online for a while. I went back to physical school, and I was just like, I brought it up on the side what I was doing, and there'd be some kids that are like, oh, I played that. And I don't know them. And it's so weird. It's actually so weird. Like, if you have Beat Saber and you have mods installed. So mods are just like, it allows you to play community made levels essentially. That you pretty much have almost guaranteed to play this level because it's like the top highest rated one.
That's really, really cool. Did you ever, see yourself kind of diving into this sort of thing at all, really?
When I first started like making Beat Saber maps, it was totally just like a one-off, like, oh, this could be fun. Like, oh, like I kind of like this game. It'll be fun to try and, express whatever songs I like because I want them in the game and nobody has done this. Like nobody has mapped this specific song. And then I just kept doing it and doing it. So I was like practicing just like, cause even with just the blocks themselves, placing the blocks around, like forget about the visuals, just doing the blocks is like a whole skill in itself. Because you have to keep in mind, okay, hey, where are my hands positioned after I swing this way? What's comfortable to swing at from this angle? Is my hand in the way here? Is like, am I gonna accidentally am I is my is the way I'm placing these blocks gonna make it that I'm going to force someone to clap their hands together or cut through the wrong color by accident, like basically optimally placing things and also just like not blocking off other blocks with their vision and just like representing things. It's a whole skill. So I was just trying to do that. And then I got into the visual side of things. It's so involved. So it's like visual art, programming, and then the whole mapping skill. So like, yeah, I always knew I would be a computer science like content creator. So, I mean, I guess in a way, yes, but in a way specifically with Beat Saber, I could have never imagined. I never knew Beat Saber would be the thing for that. And it probably won't for my whole life. I mean, I'm gonna go off and probably do something else. Like I'm going to college to be a game developer. But it's in the same sort of vein and it's given me a lot of skills. So, I mean, yeah.
Yeah, no, that's awesome. Thanks. What inspired the map that you created, and what's the name of it too?
So the song is called Somewhere Out There by my friend Cloudy Sky. He is absolutely my favorite artist of all time. Like he is the coolest. He's such a cool person. He's always so helpful. And absolutely incredible music. And I just when I heard this song, I was like, this is so special. I need to do something for this. And combined with the idea that I had where with the technology I was figuring out. I felt like that was the song to kind of bring it all out and pull it all together. And the very like moment to moment actual visuals of the map was inspired by just the song and like other things like games I've played or just art I've seen throughout my life. I can't really pinpoint it into one place, but it's just like I feel like it expresses just things I really enjoy looking at. And I don't know. I feel like it brought out the emotion and it was perfect that way.
That's awesome. Thanks so much. For other young people who are looking to delve into the STEM field but maybe feel a little bit intimidated by it, or just kind of don't know where to begin, is there any advice that you would give them?
Yeah, okay. So for people, this is the thing I can relate to the most. For people who are afraid of doing code, do not be afraid of doing code, okay? I promise you, like doing code is like it's easy for me to say this, but it's literally like doing like learning addition. Like at first it's like what is going on? But then once you get a footing and you kind of are like you start figuring things out, it's only as hard as you want to make it be. Like as hard as the problems you're trying to solve. So like it's just like a language. It's just like every other language. It's like English, French. It's just a way of expressing instructions. And it's not as difficult and intimidating as people make it seem. It's not like you don't have to be some master genius person to be able to code. It's just like, oh, okay, here's this thing. It equals three. Let me add six to it. That's like that's code. I don't know. It's not as bad as people make it seem. And you can just keep building on it and building on it. And once you have that starting point, it's easy to just, well, we have so many resources on the internet. Like if you have some problem, you can just like look it up and usually some other person will be like, hey, here's a solution. And then it becomes a skill of looking things up and then extracting information. And you just, there's so many things that will just optimize over time. And getting that starting point is absolutely like vital to making that success. You just need to hop into it somehow, and then eventually you'll figure it out.
Yeah, that's awesome advice. And coding seems really, really cool and really fun. It's something I've always wanted to do, but I've just been so scared and intimidated to even try it. So, as someone who's been looking for advice like that, thank you, I guess. And yeah, no, that's awesome to hear that.
It's like, yeah, I mean, it only looks complicated because you haven't worked it up from the beginning, right? Like, have you ever played like a game where you're building a factory and then, well, maybe not, but I mean, just humor me. But like you start off producing one thing and then you have all these different things and all of a sudden your whole world is like a huge computer chip and everyone else is like, what? That looks so complicated. 'Cause on the surface level, it looks like crazy. It's like, what the heck is going on? But since you know what everything did, you kind of feel empowered because you're just like, look at this freaking crazy thing I just made, and it looks crazy. And but you absolutely know what's going on because you were there for it. You know every single detail of it, and that's what it's like for everybody. Like even me, if I were to go look at someone else's code, it's not like I look at it and like, oh yeah, I have my common programmer knowledge to just carry me through and immediately know what's going on here. Like no, it's like you have to. It's like looking at a page of a book. You can't take it all in at once. You have to go through and read it.
Yeah, definitely. No, that's great advice. Thanks so much for sharing that with us. Is there anything else that you'd like to add before we end off, or?
I guess just yeah, don't underestimate yourself. Don't try to if you have some goal of like trying to be it, like with me, it was trying to make like trying to get to the level that other people were getting with visual maps. Just take it one step at a time. I know that's really cliche, but it's cliche because it's true. Like just try to make stuff for yourself, focus on yourself, and then eventually things are going to reveal themselves from that. Opportunities will show themselves. Life will work itself out.
Yeah, definitely. Well, thank you so much for chatting with me, Elijah. It was super cool to learn about your Beat Saber map and stuff. Folks, if you want to check out the VR project that Elijah's been working on and that he will be presenting at Science Rendezvous Kingston, Science Rendezvous is happening Saturday, May 13th from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. at the Leon Center, so be sure to check it out there. But yeah, thank you so much for joining me and speaking with me about your really cool stuff.
Thank you. Have a good day.